My name is Trevor Hallam, and I am the Chief Scientific Officer of Sutro Biopharma. In the next few minutes, I will describe the content of poster number 2250, entitled STRO-002, an anti-folate receptor alpha ADC, demonstrates immune-modulating properties and potentiates PD-L1 blockade. STRO-002 is an antibody-drug conjugate directed against folate receptor alpha, which is highly expressed in ovarian cancer and endometrial cancer. STRO-002 is composed of an antifolate receptor alpha antibody conjugated to a potent tubulin inhibitor, hemiasterlin, using a cleavable linker. Its design was facilitated by Sutro's proprietary cell-free protein production and manufacturing system that enables precise incorporation of conjugatable non-natural amino acids at any chosen position in an antibody as a method of site-specific conjugation. STRO-002 has been designed such that the cytotoxin is attached at specific chosen sites on the antibody heavy chain, resulting in a well-defined single-molecule ADC product with consistent placement and drug-antibody ratio of 4. Compared with conventional ADCs that consist of a heterogeneous mixture of molecules in the drug product, the precision and efficient conjugation method that is a feature of STRO-002 confers superior specificity, stability, and pharmacological properties preclinically, with promise of a better therapeutic index in the clinic. We have previously shown that STRO-002 has potent efficacy in preclinical tumor models of ovarian and endometrial cancer. In this poster, we describe how STRO-002 demonstrates immune-modulating properties and potentiates PD-L1 blockade. Several classes of cytotoxins have been shown to elicit immunogenic cell death, resulting in increased sensitivity to immunomodulatory agents, and our study aimed to evaluate immunogenic cell death as a component of the mechanism of action of STRO-002. We show here that treatment with STRO-002, or its active catabolite, the hemiasterlin warhead alone, induced hallmarks of immunogenic cell death in folate receptor alpha expressing tumor cell lines, as well as monocyte activation in co-culture with peripheral blood monocytes. The STRO-002 responses were dependent on the cellular expression of folate receptor alpha, demonstrating that they were target antigen specific. Antitumor activity of STRO-002 was evaluated in combination with the PD-1 pathway blocker avelumab, an anti-human PD-L1 monoclonal antibody that also blocks mouse PD-L1. We were able to study the combined effect of the two agents using a human folate receptor alpha expressing mouse MC38 tumor model in immune competent mice. Combination treatment with a single dose of STRO-002 and avelumab administered simultaneously resulted in 6 out of 8 animals having complete tumor regression, considerably better than the only 1 to 2 of 8 complete responses in animals that received either single agent alone. When animals with complete responses were rechallenged with a second inoculation of the MC38 cells, 100% of the mice were resistant and no tumor growth was observed for up to 60 days in the absence of additional therapy. The resistance to tumor rechallenge suggests that a single dose of STRO-002 combined with avelumab could provide a protective anti-tumor immune response. In line with the proposed mechanism of immunogenic cell death, immunohistochemistry analysis showed an increase in the recruitment of CD8 T cells in tumors treated with a combination of STRO-002 and avelumab that was absent in mice treated with either single agent alone. In addition, STRO-002 induced upregulation of PD-1 expression, and this may have further sensitized the MC38 tumors to the combination treatment. Taken together, our data shows that STRO-002's mechanism of action drives immunomodulatory responses that can cause complete tumor regression and induce adaptive, protective anti-tumor immunity in concert with PD-1 pathway blockade. The safety and preliminary activity of STRO-002 is currently being assessed in a phase 1 clinical study in ovarian cancer that was initiated in March 2019. Our preclinical data supports clinical evaluation of STRO-002 in combination with anti-PD-1 or anti-PD-L1 agents, and supports the premise that combinations of STRO-002 and checkpoint inhibitors may drive significant clinical benefit in tumors that are refractory to checkpoint inhibitor monotherapy. Finally, my thanks go to my co-authors and the many other Sutro colleagues that have enabled our unique platform.